Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
No! The key! They're trying to take it away, Nebulos!
Is it just me, or is Nebulos starting to look a lot bigger?
Did you really think you could stop me with some puny vines?
My vines! Nebulos tore them apart like spaghetti!
Whoa! Yeah, Nebulos is definitely bigger.
How did Nebulos even get this powerful? He wasn't this strong in the Challenge of Champions.
That's because he wasn't using his full power then. If he had, he would have destroyed the space station. But here on planet Thundros, there's nothing to hold him back. And now that he has the key to the stars...
It's over, Starkeepers. The key to the stars and its treasure is mine. And there is nothing you can do to stop me.
Hundreds of years ago, on planet Thundros,
your powers are weakening, Alitar. You've lost. Your precious galactic armor is mine.
You're not worthy of this armor, Nebulos. It will never be yours.
What? The galactic armor is disappearing? What are you doing?
Sending my armor away. And only the one who possesses the key to the stars will ever find it.
Mark my words, Alitar. I will get that key, and I will find your armor, even if it takes hundreds of years. This is not over. It's over, Starkeepers. The key to the stars and its treasure is mine. Now, key. Show me where that old fool, Alitar, hid his galactic armor.
The key's showing Nebulos and Steve the direction the treasure's hidden in.
And you can't do anything about it! So long, don't follow us!
I think I pulled a hammy, dude.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah. I think I broke something. Oh, it's just a candy bar. Oh, man, he broke my candy bar!
Bob! Where's Bob? Oh, there you are.
Bob!
You saw Nebulos and Steve head north? Oh, that's great, Bob!
Right. Good job, Bob. Definitely knew what you were saying.
But that just leads us right into the jungle.
Dex, you knew the treasure was here on planet Thundros. Do you know where it's supposed to be hidden?
The stories always said something about an old temple, but that could literally be anywhere inside a jungle that big.
Whoa! Did someone say old temple? I know an old temple!
You do?
Well, if you don't want my help, then...
We do! Right, Leo?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but lead the way, Dr. Disco.
We need to find the tree with funny-looking branches.
It's a jungle, Dr. Disco. All the trees have funny-looking branches. We are so doomed. Oh, and hungry.
Oh, hungry? You want one of my snacks?
Ooh, yes, please. I'm starving.
Me too.
All right, let's see here. This is why I come prepared. We've got popcorn, granola bars, candy slugs, grilled cheese sandwich.
You sure have a lot of pockets.
A true lover of snacks can never have too many pockets. Dried gunga fruit. Hey, there's the leftover taco I was looking for. It still smells all right.
I think I'll take a granola bar. Thanks.
Ooh, I want a granola bar too.
Sorry, looks like I only have one.
But I said I was starving first.
But I called first dibs on the granola bar.
You know what? This granola is pretty big for one person. How about I just split it between you both?
Okay. How about it, Tutu?
Works for me. Thanks, Dex.
Nice save, keeping Fern and Tutu from getting into an argument, Dex.
Oh, this is good.
You're telling me. How about this leftover fish taco? You got any salsa?
The fact that your stomach has survived this long is beyond me.
Leo, should we really be taking directions from Dr. Disco? What if he betrays us?
I've been worried about that too, Glacia. But we don't really have much of a choice. He's the only one who knows where the temple might be.
Let's see. And I think I took a left. It's a poodle shaped like a bunny. And, oh, there! The tree with the funny shaped branches!
The temple. We found it.
What are we standing here for? Let's go inside.
Nobody move.
Haven't you people read any adventure stories? Temples with treasure always have booby traps. We have to be super careful or we'll be trapped inside forever. I'll inspect the entrance for any surprise spikes or a giant boulder. Aha. All right, seems good.
Can't Dex check things out any faster? Why does he even have to do it when we're in a big hurry? We've got to beat Nebulos to the treasure.
I know Dex can be frustrating sometimes, but he's seen pretty much every single adventure movie ever, so he knows what he's doing. Be patient with him, Glacia. He just wants everyone to be safe.
Seems good. All clear.
Ow! Oh!
Okay, now it's all clear. I think.
See? Come on!
The entrance looks safe, but that doesn't mean we won't run into any tricks or traps once we get inside. So it's very important that we all stick together. Got it?
Got it!
Thought, how about I stay here so I could guard the door?
It probably wouldn't seem so scary if we had a little more light. Anyone got a flashlight?
No flashlight, but we can use these sticks as makeshift torches. Leo?
Couple of torches coming right up.
Perfect. Here you go, Dex. Lead the way. You are an expert on adventure stories, after all.
Right. Follow me, everyone.
There aren't any, monsters in adventure stories. Are there, Dex?
While there was this one story I read where some scary jungle monsters had to guard the treasure and scare away all the trespassers.
Really?
Dex is kidding, Hollywood. Right, Dex?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah, kidding.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, this must be the door to the first chamber. Remember, we gotta be ready for everything. Even an empty room?
Maybe the people who built the temple decided they didn't need any traps in here.
Something is very suspicious.
Ugh, what's the big deal? Let's go!
No, wait!
The floor's crumbling!
Ah! I got you, Tutu!
Ah!
told you it was suspicious.
Half the floor is gone. What do we do now?
Bob and I can fly across, but we won't be able to carry anyone.
We need to figure out how the rest of us are supposed to get across.
Hey, dudes, there's something written here. The right path is marked before you. marked out with what?
Look, there's a little stamp on the floor tile over there. And there's another.
That must be it.
Wait, Bubbles, don't jump.
The tiles with the stamps aren't breaking. The stamps must mark out the path. Ah, everyone jump where I jump.
Well, I guess so. Why not?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. I'm gonna try this.
Careful. Not to step on the tiles with no stamps. You will fall.
And what do you think is down there?
It could be anything. Like snakes, or spikes, or gummy worms, nachos, french fries. Now I kind of want to jump down there and find out.
Dex, maybe think about food after we get to safety.
Are you okay, Nova?
Just still feeling really weak without my powers.
Would you hurry up already? I didn't have any trouble jumping from tile to tile.
Nova might not be as good at jumping tiles as you are, Dr. Disco, but she is doing her very best.
Well said, Bubbles. She's right. Being angry and impatient with Nova isn't going to make her go faster.
I guess I can wait a little longer.
There. Thank you, Bubbles and Tank.
You're welcome, Nova!
Wow, look at all these paintings on the wall over here. They look like they're telling a story.
It says, the life of Alitar at the bottom. Who's Alitar?
Oh my goodness, Alitar. I know that name. He was known throughout the whole universe for serving others and showing love and kindness to everyone. He was also the very first Starkeeper.
Oh, wow! The first Starkeeper?
Oh, that's so cool! And these paintings show some of his story, huh? It looks like in this first one, he's making peace between two villages that were fighting.
Everyone, listen. There can be enough food for all of us if we share our crops.
And over here in this painting, I think he's leading people to safety in a snowstorm.
We're almost out of the storm. Don't lose hope!
Whoa, look at this one. He saved a whole city from a sea monster.
Leave these people alone!
He helped so many people. And look, they helped him too. What did they give him? It looks like some sort of medal.
Ooh, a medal. Was it gold or silver? Did he wear it around his neck? Man, I wish someone would give me a medal.
Not that kind of medal. You know, metal. Like iron, steel, copper. Or like our friend Hollywood here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they're definitely giving him some kind of medal in this painting.
Thank you, Alitar. We are forever in your debt. To show our gratitude, we want to give you this.
Starsteel! They gave him Starsteel! That's the same precious metal your portal caster bracelets are made from.
Look at this painting over here. He used that Starsteel to make the treasure we're after. That galactic armor Nebulos wants.
Nova? What is the galactic armor?
It's the most powerful armor in the universe. But Nebulos saw the armor and wanted it for himself. Alitar and Nebulos fought for it, and before Nebulos could take the armor, it disappeared.
Wait. Dex said that this happened like a bunch of years ago.
That would make Nebulos, like, really, really old.
Unfortunately, now that Nebulos has the key, he might actually get the armor.
You've beaten Nebulos before, though. We just need to find a way to get your powers back. Then we'll be ready, even if he gets the armor.
I'm afraid it's not that simple, Bubbles. If the stories are true, without armor, Nebulos would have the power to conquer any galaxy, even destroy them. Even if I had my powers, he would be unstoppable.
Oh no, we can't let him do that. We have to get the armor before he does.
I agree. But don't worry, everyone, we still have a chance. Come on, let's figure out the next trap.
I wish Dex's stories would have warned us about the room that fills up with strawberry jelly.
Ugh. Wasn't it great? Best booby trap ever! What's next? Oh, I hope it's a pizza trap!
Yeah, I don't think the next trap is pizza. It looks like a giant puzzle?
A puzzle? I am great at solving puzzles! Please let me solve it! Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please!
Whoa there, Bubbles. Look at what's written next to it. Puzzles take patience. Move wisely.
Move aside, starkeepers. I will do the puzzle. After all, I have a degree.
In what, evil?
No, in boogieology. I minored in evil. Oh, see, this puzzle piece clearly goes right here. Not.
The walls of the room are closing in.
Phew. They stopped.
Looks like any wrong move will make the walls close in. Bubbles, are you sure you've got this?
Abso-positively! It's a square puzzle, so I'll start with the easy ones. The corner pieces. Okay, so this is gonna go here, and I think that. This looks like the top of someone's head, so we'll move this one up here, and. Oh, this is clearly a shoe. This is so much fun!
What do you think the picture on the puzzle is supposed to be?
No clue, but I hope Bubbles hurries. We still don't know how many traps there are or how far ahead Nebulos is.
I'm sure it can't take that long. It's just a puzzle, right?
This looks like a sword? Oh, no, maybe it's an arm.
It's been forever! Is Bubbles done yet?
It's only been 5 minutes, Tutu. Inner peace, remember? Inhale, sha. Inhale, sha. You can choose not to lose your temper.
I guess you're right. Instead of losing my temper, I can choose patience. Oh, I know. I can see if Bubbles needs help. That would also make things go faster.
Bingo. Yeah.
Hey, Bubbles. Can I help at all?
That's so kind of you, Tutu. You can take this one. I think it's a pointy hat.
Hey, Nova. Is it just me, or is the puzzle starting to look like the picture we saw of the galactic armor?
I think you're right, Leo.
And this looks like part of a shield, so you go... there! Oh! I moved the wrong shield piece!
The walls are moving in again!
Ouch! That's my foot!
Oh, no! That's my foot!
We're so squished! I can't tell whose feet are whose!
Thank goodness the wall stopped! Bubbles?
Excuse me, River. I just need to put this piece there next to the belt and...
Sorry, Dex.
Okay,
situation.
Hey, one of the walls is opening up a hidden passageway. That must be where the next chamber is. Let's hurry. Who knows where Nebulos and Steve are now?
The treasure room is close. I knew it. Those pesky Star Keepers are sure to be close behind. Steve, you stay here and guard the door.
No, don't move! I would just like to remind you that I literally can't do anything if the Star Keepers show up! Remember! Nebulos? Hello?
Passageway goes. Wait. What's that noise?
A secret trap?
Oh, my little monkey friend! Is that you?
Your friend with this purple!
Steve!
Don't just stand there! Help me!
Here, my furry friend, hand over Steve!
I've never been so glad to see you people! And I'm never glad to see you! You too, Dr. Disco!
How did you and Nebulos get past all the traps? I can't really see you two being super patient or peaceful with each other.
The traps don't hurt you if you're carrying the key to the stars! Any other dumb questions?
Yeah, if I hold you, would that make my arm turn evil? Like, how does the whole sock puppet thing work exactly?
Seriously, Dex?
You were wondering the same thing. Admit it.
Speaking of Nebulos, where is he?
Well, after he abandoned me to a flea-infested monkey, he went down that way to the treasure room.
Good, we finally caught up to him.
Did everyone just, I don't know, like, forget how super powerful Nebulos is right now?
Yeah, that energy blast Nebulos shot at us last time was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Tutu and Hollywood are right. We need a plan.
Oh, I could distract him with my disco moves again.
Please! Anything but that!
I don't think we have time for a plan. Nebulos must have found the armor.
This must be the treasure room, but where is the armor? What's this? The lock on this chest has the same design as the key to the stars. I wonder. At last, the galactic armor.
Not so fast, Nebulos!
Steve, you were supposed to be watching the door.
You had the sock puppet guarding the door? You know he doesn't have any arms or legs, right?
Thank you! Finally somebody gets it!
You're too late. I have the galactic armor! Now to test its power! Let's see what this helmet can do.
Oh no! He's using the power of the galactic helmet to tear the temple down! Starkeepers, if he puts on the whole armor, he could destroy this very planet!
Dex, River, Fern! Use Fern's vines to pull the rest of the armor to safety! Bubbles, you stay here and protect Nova!
Okay!
Everyone else, distract Nebulos! We have to keep him from getting the other pieces!
Finally! Hey, Nebulos! My ice isn't slowing him down! Flash,
Try zapping some sense into him.
Way ahead of you, Glacia. Hope you're ready for a shock, Nebulos.
Pick on someone your
own size, Nebulos! Ah, like me!
Leo! Fern and the others aren't close enough to reach the treasure chest yet. We need to keep distracting him.
Got it! Hey, Nebulos! This battle's just heating up!
Enough!
Dude!
Wait. What's that noise?
Nebulos must have set off a trap when he used the galactic helmet.
Hey! That hologram looks like that guy from the paintings we saw.
Alitar? Impossible. I defeated you.
You didn't think I would leave my armor unprotected, did you, my old foe? I knew you would try and take it after I was gone. But as I said before, Nebulos, you are not worthy!
The galactic armor, it's floating!
You might have gotten the key to the stars, Nebulos, but you will never have my armor. At least, not in one piece.
Everyone, duck! Did you see that? The key to the stars! It shattered!
The rest of the armor. All the pieces just blasted off into different directions! I must get them back.
Hey! What about me? Don't leave me here, these losers!
Oh, no! No, no! No! No!
Don't worry, Steve! I'm coming!
Well, I guess we won't have to worry about Dr. Disco and Steve betraying us now.
It's fine by me. It's bad enough we lost Nebulos in the galactic armor.
Oh, Leo, cheer up! At least most of the armor is safe from Nebulos a little longer.
But we don't know how long it will take for him to put them back together. He already has the helmet. We don't even know where the other pieces went. Hey, the pieces of the key to the stars. I think they still work.
Flash is right. Look, each of the pieces is sending out a light signal in a different direction.
Oh, but there's so many. The only way we'd be able to find all of them before Nebulos is if we split up.
We would have a better chance of finding all the pieces of the galactic armor before Nebulos does.
Flash and I can go after a piece.
Sure, and me and Tutu can go after some too.
Yeah.
What about you, Nova?
I don't think I'll be much use on other adventures without my powers. Don't worry, Nova. You can come with Dex and I. We'll keep you safe. And I'm sure you can still help a lot.
Yeah! You could help me carry more snacks!
Thank you. I'll be keeping watch over everyone, and I will help in any way I can.
One more group hug before we split up? Please! Oh, please, oh, please!
Oh, all right. Bring it in, everyone! Tutu, are you crying?
No. That would be Hollywood.
Hey! I can't help it! Besides, Dex is crying too.
I'm not.
It's okay, dude. Hug it out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss you, dude. And all your snacks too, man. Oh, Bob. Come on, Bob. Bring it in, man.
Well, we better get going. We'll see you all soon enough, though. Good luck, Starkeepers.
See you on the other side.
Guess Flash and I better get going, too.
New adventure. Here we come. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Hollywood, hurry up!
Coming, Tutu. Sheesh. After everything we've learned about patience today. See you, dudes.
Everyone.
Me too.
And me.
Bob!
We'll see everyone soon enough. What do you say, Starkeepers? Let's go find that armor.
Yeah!